City Council unanimously approved a pair of development projects on Tuesday evening, one of which received praise for revisions prompted by community consultations and a collaborative approach with city staff. The accolades flowed from Mayor Cam Guthrie and Cown. Dominique O'Rourke regarding plans from Reed's Heritage Properties for a seven-story building with a four-level wing containing 99 apartment units, as well as office and commercial space, at 1373 to 1389 Gordon Street. When the project was introduced during a public meeting more than a year ago, it was two stories taller, though it contained one less unit, with a different layout. When you collaborate on the internal side and collaborate on the external side, good things happen, Guthrie said, addressing representatives of the developer. You've expressed to me a model of how things can actually flow very well here, at council, to get to, yes. On balance, there's a lot of benefit to the development and I appreciate the developer worked with the community, added O'Rourke, whose ward includes the planned project site. Numerous concerns about the plan were raised during a public meeting in March of 2022, especially the parking plan of the day, which actually saw the number of spaces go down to 129 from 162 in the final proposal. The only public opposition during Tuesday's meeting stemmed from what city staff subsequently described as a typo in the report regarding groundwater flow in the area. O'Rourke said she remains concerned about the impact of overflow parking onto nearby streets from this and other proposed developments in the area. She also urged staff to consider moving up the timeline of a planned left-turn lane from Gordon Street onto Edinburgh Road. Other revisions implemented to the plan include a reduction to the angular plan, increased common amenity area, installation of a public trailhead for a future city project and more. The inclusion of environmental technologies also received praise. Among them are the installation of solar panels, use of high-efficiency mechanical equipment and motion-activated lights in common areas. In addition, 20% of parking spaces will have electric charging stations. The rest will see those stations roughed in. I think it moves us forward on our housing goals but it also moves us forward on our climate goals, said Cown. Leanne Caron. The other council approved development as set for 103 to 105 Victoria Road North. Gemini Homes intends to build 32 stacked townhouses in a single block, along with one single detached home to accompany two already there. That plan has also been revised since it was first proposed as 44 townhouse units in six blocks, along with the three detached homes. During a public meeting in November of 2021, area residents expressed concern about the impact of the redevelopment on traffic and parking. Last September, the city received a revised proposal for 32 stacked townhouse units in a single block on the property, while also removing driveway access on Casino Avenue.